After Buzzers, welcome to the Handmaid's Tale After Show. We're talking about Episode 9, Smart Power. It's the power of viral. It's protesters, diplomacy gone awry. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We get the dance party.
Tell them, Rihanna.
Okay.
Hey there, welcome to the Handmaid's Tale After Show. We're covering Season 2, Episode 9, Smart Power. My name's Carrie Lane. I'm joined by my awesome co-host, Go Down the Line.
Hey everyone, I'm Leslie Powers. This was an awesome episode. I'm excited.
Hey, I'm excited too, guys. This is it's probably my most favorite episode to date. Yes, so much good stuff. I'm Veronica Briga. Hi, everyone.
Hello, hello, and I am Takira Shabre. I'm so into this song. I'm like, hey, hold on. Yes.
Also, later in the program, we're going to talk about some news involving Laura Bush's article about immigration on the border and families being separated, as well as a new Hulu show from one of the executive producers. So you're going to want to stay tuned for all of that, too. So, real quick, what are some overall thoughts? I mean, you guys kind of said a little bit, but let's expand a little bit more. What were your thoughts on this episode? We had, we get outside people interacting with them, right. Which was so rewarding.
So rewarding.
Yes, this is what I was like to call the Others episode. Yes. Like, if you were a Lost fan, then this is when they met the other ones on the island. And it was like, wow, other people exist.
Yeah.
So it was, I mean, like Veronica said, my favorite episode to date. And I feel like I say that every time. But that's really, but I really felt
every
that
time.
Way.
Right.
I really felt that way about
it. It's getting better and better and better. And this was everything for me because it was like, by the way, when you leave your little circle, you know, this is how we feel about Gilead. And I'm like, you know, I'm a protester in real life and go for all these social, you know, justice issues. So it was really cool for me to see that interaction between the people, you know, and the cars going through the mobs. Yeah. It was amazing.
The signs were everything. Yes. I almost painted signs for every single one of
us. Oh my gosh! Why did we think of it?
You know, I'll do it next time. You know, next work time. And all that good stuff. But I loved that. Like you said, they met other people and that other people, and he went into this thing so confident, and I know we'll get into it, but it was hilarious, Mr. Waterford.
Oh, yes, we'll get into that for sure.
Yeah. I was just waiting for that moment when I found out that they were going to Canada, just normal versus not so normal.
Yep.
So,
just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep. The world's turning elsewhere.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of turning, we kind of get a circular bit because at the very beginning, June's talking about my circumstances have been removed and it does no good to want the impossible. Mm. But at the very end, she does not say that, which we'll get to how she says that later. But
that's
that was
right.
Fun.
Yeah.
Rita and June have been summoned by Fred, and you're just like, oh, and now we get Isaac in charge. What a little punk, right?
Power hungry, 20-year-old kid.
He is not smart in power.
He is
dumb power.
Yes.
Whatever the opposite is.
Find out Serena. Yep, Serena and Fred are going to Canada. It's the third trimester, because we always kind of go, wait, how far along are we? Specifically, third trimester. Serena, interestingly, is like, no, I don't want to go on your trip, because I want to be there for the baby. Mm. But no, not honey, I want you with me, because I love you. I need to show them women aren't as oppressed as they think they are, right?
Yeah.
Come on, babe.
Come on in your cloak.
Right.
You're not suppressed at all.
No. Your hair is not so tight that
Let's not mention that thing that happened like the night before.
Did you see the shudder she had when he goes to touch her? It's so subtle, but she's like,
I did.
Whoo!
Very much so.
That was great directing. I picked that up too. She's cringing.
Even her facial expressions, I know that we have harped on how amazing this actress is.
She's
an amazing woman, and just everything in this episode, little words, all emotion.
And he's still creepy.
Creepy. You know what's funny, though? We do have we have a live chat going on, so if you're watching this live, feel free to join us, and please comment down below if you're watching it later. Somebody was like, is it wrong? I think he's attractive, one of the previous comments.
I mean, I get it. He's not the ugliest person. Yeah. It's just over time he's uglier and uglier because he's just such a horrible
It's his touch. And then, it's his touch. Yeah. It's like, ugh.
Like, Joseph Fiennes. Oh, I'm sorry, sorry.
No, just, go ahead.
No, go
Joseph Fiennes.
Joseph Fiennes is attractive, but not the commander.
Yes. There you go.
That's the difference.
Thank you very much for everybody who commented. The last video we kind of talked about was Eden, not Eden, sorry, for Serena, had their beating happened before or not. Loved all your comments. A lot of people were very kind of polarized on it. Some people definitely think it happened before, others not so sure. So thank you for all those comments on that one.
Sure.
Speaking of Eden, though, I made you cookies, Nick. and she's just trying to be so nice.
What did she say? Something about the chocolate? Like
it's hard to get.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had vouchers. It's a luxury.
For your international travels. Yeah.
She's like that student, you know, like if she were in a class, she'd be like little Miss Perfect. Like, I know the answer to everything. And everyone's like, ugh.
And then she'd have an affair with the teacher. Like, she's so creepy.
Yeah, that's right.
She is a little creepy.
She is a little like, I don't know, it's just like a tiny little package.
A little too perfect, right?
Yeah.
Well, Nick shuts her down pretty quick. It's only going to be a few days.
Yeah.
Calm down, girl.
Yeah.
That's
a few
right.
days. Serena and June kind of have their really awkward and strained goodbyes. And, Serena is like, so by the way, once the baby's born, peace out.
Yeah.
I don't want you here. And June's like, whoa, no, you got to stay until the baby's born. Serena's like, no.
No, I'm not going to let you.
This is.
Would you want to get out of there or would you want to stay around for your baby?
I think she wants to stay.
Of course, for her baby. Mama Otter in the chat just on this topic said that Serena wants June to leave for her own safety once the baby is born. And it seems from the previews that the Waterford's making his move on June before the baby's born. So maybe for her own safety sort of thing.
Yeah, I felt mixed messages from Serena for sure.
Mm-hmm. I felt it could be both. Her own safety and also of like, I can't stand you-ish.
Yeah, or, remind me too much of friendship. Yeah. Like, I can't be friends with you, and I would be. And
right, that's what I got from it. Yeah. I thought that it was too much of a risk. Or, she felt herself sort of resisting Gilead a little bit too much. And that's bad. You're bad, right?
For her.
I agree with that.
How much did we love Moira and Luke watching the news, finding out that Waterford is coming to town, and Moira's like, that's him.
What a great shot, too, directing-wise, of just zooming in on him, all pixelated on the TV. I was like, oh!
Yeah. As Luke got up close to the TV. And because now it's a face to a name, which we also have later, too. And it just shows you the level of communication that they can have in this world. Because in Gilead, there's no way you would know who somebody was.
Yeah.
But they're like, this is news, this is TV, we can see them.
Oh. Yep.
That was jarring for a second. I'm like, they're watching TV. Like, I was they don't watch TV in this world.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah, they're not in this world.
Yeah, we're in Canada now. Yeah.
They kind of go to their representative, the kind of mini American government. It's like, go arrest him. And they're just like, we would like to, but we can't. And they're like, some protests are planned. Now, someone who has definitely voiced opinion on protests, how much did you like when they're like, what good will protests do?
Well, I've heard that before. but I do think, it does a lot, especially for a person individually. It's therapeutic. Mm. Mm-hmm. If nothing else, it's therapeutic for you to feel like you're not alone and others, believe in what you believe. Others are outraged at the same level that you are. And obviously in this show, it did more than that.
Yes.
So, it was... It was good.
It made some
It was everything I needed.
And more.
And there are power in words, and there's power in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely,
Like you said, one person having all of that fear and that anxiety, I ditto on you, because once someone else comes, all you need is two people to disagree, and then it's like, trickle it from there.
Yeah.
It's like all
and then it goes on the news, and then more people hear about it. So, there's power in protest.
Yeah. Yes.
I enjoyed watching Serena in the car looking at everything, kind of I miss it.
Yes.
It's like, I just want you to rub salt in that wound. You miss it, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I want her to jump out of the car, Lady Bird style, just roll out. I was like, see ya. I was waiting. I was is she going to just plan her escape?
Lady Bird.
I mean, this is a moment when I feel like these little things, Serena is going to turn.
Chipping away.
It's just chipping away. And I know we'll get some predictions, but I know I got some people that agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I just love to see it.
Yeah. Well, but then yeah. also, I just felt there are so many moments, like, they never get anything thrown in their faces, the Commander mm-hmm. and Serena. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But this was mm-hmm. the episode. So much was, like, shade thrown and all kinds.
Lots of shade. Because
we need the PMO, the Stuart Wilson, Claudia Fernay. Sorry if I'm saying her yeah. name wrong, French. Uh-huh. They have that weird French interaction, which was super creepy. Mm-hmm. I was not impressed.
Like, hold on, let me just stop my French real quick. Wee wee. And then yeah. just like,
yeah, she's the Deputy of Foreign Affairs, and then we also meet Kevin McConnell, who's the Deputy Minister for Immigration, and is gay. I was like, yeah.
And yes. not having it. Not having it.
Best moment ever.
Oh, I loved it. I love the moment that he can be...
Clap back.
Slap. Yeah. yeah. Shade that he can't do anything yeah. about. It's mm-hmm. just like, you literally have no power. Nope. What's yep. up?
He's like, with my husband.
Right.
Yeah. That was gold. Right. That was gold.
And then also kind of a slap, Genevieve gives Genevieve this kind of like in charge of the schedule yeah. comes oh, over to Serena, gives her the schedule, and it's all pictures.
Guys. Everyone yes. on Twitter was loving that. They're like, oh, yes. poor Serena. Yeah.
And you like, love knitting, right?
Right. Yeah.
Have you been talking to June?
Yeah, what? Yeah.
How do you know?
And then wow. we get, well, speaking of June, we get June and Janine getting kind of their baby talk. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about you can't keep people apart, which sounds very much like current events, parent and child being separated, which will yeah. be also yes. in our news bit. Isaac, I wrote, Isaac is an ass. Because yeah, he's just brutal and just fully ingrained. Mm-hmm. Or do you think he's just doing his job?
I think he's weak and just doing his job. I think that he's okay. a little... He would be flip-floppy to me. It'd be, I know that's weird to say, mm-hmm. but I feel like I could change, not just me.
Yeah, I was like, Sakira could do it.
I could change hey. It. No, married lady, but that's not what I mean, honey, if you're listening. Yeah. I feel like he could be influenced to mm-hmm. come to the other side quite easily.
That's, you're seeing the good in people, but yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
I think he's a bad guy.
Rough. He's that, yeah. he's I see eager. He's eager weakness. With, you know, with that power. He enjoys yeah. it a little too much. I
yeah,
think.
Keep quiet and not just like be quiet. Mm-hmm. He hits her over the head with the butt yeah. of the gun, which yeah. is a bit oh, well, much. Yeah,
that's not necessary.
And then, Takira, you had a little thing for yeah. our listeners and viewers.
Absolutely, absolutely. Look, After Buzzers. Here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows yes. from drama, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. Look, there's no other network that works harder to serve television fans. Trust me, but we need your help. So we're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels.
That's right.
So besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you, okay? It caters specific content that you already like directly to you. It brings you your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. All right, so subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows that we are sure that you'll love. So since you're already tuning into the drama channel, you might be interested in shows like 13 Reasons Why.
That's a good
Queen
one.
Queen Sugar. That's yes. a really good one. And Love Is, which premieres tomorrow. Yes. I just so happen to be on like three of those shows.
You see? Yeah. She's working for you.
but remember, we also have channels from other genres too. So don't be shy about subscribing to them either. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be. Look, they're optional. It's easy. So just hit the subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know that you did it, leave us a comment and we'll shout you out on air. So kind of yes. cool. Thanks for being the best fans. And we promise to continue to do our best to serve you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise be.
Praise be.
Praise be.
May the Lord open and all that good stuff.
So who was surprised that Serena was allowed to be all alone wandering that hotel? I mean, I know she's still just in the hotel, but I'm like, really?
Yeah.
No security. Nobody watching her.
True. And ordering wine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I was like, excuse you.
I wondered that, too, that she doesn't drink wine, right?
Exactly.
Well, she can't, really.
She can't. And so I'm thinking, is this like a win in Rome kind of yeah. situation?
Yeah. And nobody.
She's all screwed.
Right. She yeah. didn't think twice of it, right? No. She felt a little too comfortable.
She felt very comfortable.
Yes.
Yeah, that was wild.
and she sees so many different people, the mom and child at the elevator.
Oh.
One, are you a princess? And then, I'm not going to even talk to you, you're horrible. Kind of like that mom's jagged eye look at her.
We'll take the next one.
Yeah. You don't even want to be in it with you. Which was great, because that's finally Serena being treated as the other, which she hasn't felt yet.
Exactly.
Like, yes.
Yes.
Being treated so the way rewarding. That she treats
everybody else.
Her, it's like her privilege has been stripped from her, and now she knows what it's like to be the other person. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that whole vibe everywhere in the hotel, even before they approached the kid and the mom, you know, it was just so cold. I was like,
And she just wanted to nod and... Hello.
Oh. Yeah.
It wasn't working.
Right. No.
She tried so
hard. They're not buying it. They're like, mm-mm.
This is, I got like this, you know, back at, like when Snow White was so innocent.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
hi.
Yeah.
No.
No.
This, I'm grumpy. What's it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Sleeping dwarf? Is that what it's called?
Dwarfs?
The dwarf.
Seven
there
dwarfs.
We go.
Yeah. Seven dwarfs.
Seven dwarfs.
I'm grumpy. Yeah. I'm like, mm-mm, no.
Yeah.
not working.
Not working.
Well, who was having that handsome gentleman who approached her at the bar? And who?
Joel from Parenthood?
Oh, yeah. He's very good looking.
He is very
She's
sexy.
Like, see on that one. Now, did anybody suspect where that conversation went? I did not.
I knew he was somebody. I knew he was somebody.
What do you think? Leave comments down below.
Yeah, it was too sly.
Can you just have somebody that good, though?
I know. I was like, damn, he's so handsome.
I would have loved a little like tryst in the hotel room. You know what I mean? Like, could that happen?
You think she'd do that?
No, but I wanted it.
I didn't think that I anticipated
she would
being
think
a report.
About it.
She would definitely think about it. Oh, honey, she thought about it in the car.
Yes.
When she saw that couple kissing, she's like, oh, that's a feeling I haven't felt in a long time. Hello. Yeah. But no, I didn't think that he was going to be a reporter. I definitely think that he was definitely intentional on who he chose to speak to at the bar. Whether he was like some, you know, scum of a guy that was like, I'm going to get me a Martha or, you know, mother and, you know, all these things. I'm getting me handmade. He's like making a checklist.
Yeah.
But I think it was pretty smart.
Oh, yeah. He's very suave about it. So Mark Twillo.
No other Parenthood fans here? He's a big character on Parenthood.
I appreciate him here, though.
He's lovely.
Well, apparently he works with the American government, and they help people. And they point out the fertility thing is not on the women, but the men. I hope she kind of had a moment like,
I know, like,
and he points out also, not your child. Just all the right buttons to push with her.
Yep.
That was the best scene. That was the best scene this entire episode. Yeah. It was like, wow, I can rescue you. Let's go to Hawaii. like,
should
she
have taken it?
Well, how bad did she want that cigarette?
That's a great question.
Yeah. She was like, Jonesen.
Now, she didn't take the opportunity, but if you were in her situation, would you be like, peace out, wash my hands.
Oh,
I want
bye.
I mean, I'd be like, yes, give me my ticket.
It's the baby. It's she wants that feeling.
That's
the said they could have given her own baby, right? Wasn't that part of the cell? He was like, you can have your own baby. And,
But she got shot, so we don't know.
That's right. Well, a lot of people in the chat, at Perfect Bliss, said that she definitely thought that she was going to take him up on his offer.
I think she regretted it after a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Aaliyah Jordan is saying that she doesn't think that she'd be doing it at all. Mm-hmm, a lot of people, back and forth. I kind of
leave your comments.
See both sides. Yes. I see both sides.
That well, when she gets back, though, I think that's when we see that she's like, should have done it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should have done it.
I knew that cigarette and that matches. I knew that that was just a seed. I knew that she would come back to that. I knew we would see it at the end of the
episode. Oh, definitely. I thought his number was, I thought his card was going to be on it.
That's what I thought. I thought, you know how June got that key? During the, I was like, oh, is this going to be another?
It?
That's pretty cool.
Call me.
Yeah, that would have been a really cool twist.
His comment too, I've read so much about you, which was also really interesting, but obviously it makes sense in a way that they know about her because she's kind of one of the founders of it too. Mm.
So that's how everyone knows who Trump is, unfortunately, over in Europe and whatnot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. That's kind of a good
time. Do we think he's like Mayday, or was he a member of the press?
No, he's part of
or
the,
is he just a resistance?
If we believe what he says, he said he works for the American government.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He is some sort of reporter because they did want her story. They wanted to publish her story, her side of it all. But that could still be part of the government, and it's the I like she said, what, America? Which that was also.
Oh, he's like, didn't you already? Like, didn't you already?
Oh, that was good. It's like, this is what you wanted, Serena, right? This is your world. This is what you made.
There's like five mic drop moments in that scene.
Oh, so many. Yes.
I ran out of mics.
Yes.
Ran out.
Then we, when she comes back, Eden and Isaac. I think there might be something there.
Me too.
Can we get back on like, she's like feeding him.
Oh, yeah.
That was he responds. What do y'all think?
I think
that's all day. Oh, all day.
That was, that was in
because she's not getting any from Nick, so, and this guy's young and he's impressionable.
He's like, what kind of strawberries are those?
Yeah. Yeah. Are they organic?
Fresh. But they're both on your body.
Yes. They're both about the world, though, and that's why, right? They're both devoted. So
believers.
Yeah, exactly. The hardcore believers. So it's just like they almost belong together.
Yeah. Then Rita and June kind of are, it's Rita and June versus the outsiders at this point right now, because they're the only two there. And she's like, I want the warm milk. And then Rita comes up and they talk about, well, Serena wants me to leave. And Rita points out, well, it doesn't matter what I think, which was sad. Yes, it does, but no, it doesn't. And then she points, June is like, well, I want somebody in this baby's life to be kind. And Rita said she'll do what she can.
I know.
Wow.
It's like, oh, I know, right? It's like major, oh.
It is, because she kind of like looked back and left.
Yes.
You're like, but Rita.
It's like short-lived.
Yeah, it's so short-lived.
And I think that's what gave her the spark to feel like, wait, maybe this is not the right person to ask. And then it kind of sparked her to, you know, to what happens next. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, then we're back over in Canada. We get the protest. Luke is there. Which, look at him breaking through the barriers and stuff and getting up in there.
That was a moment.
Wild.
Goosebumps.
Oh, it's so good. And then, also, not only does Waterford get to see his face, Nick and Serena now know him, too. It's like, And
that picture, and I just want to spend a little time on that picture. Yeah. That he was holding.
Oh, they blew it up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, goosebumps now, like, it just tears in my eyes because it's like you get a picture of, like, you see her in such a different light.
Yeah.
And that is so needed to change minds. Like, people are so oblivious to certain things, whether it be situations that you've never been in, but it makes it real almost. Like, of course, you've never been through it, but it almost makes it's like an awareness, which, you know, that might be some of the points of protest, but it just made it so real. And
she didn't always wear a red cape.
I need to change the subject.
I mean, they all froze. Don't cry, girl. But they all froze. You know, you saw them.
Nick and Serena definitely affected.
Oh, I know.
They were very much affected. Yeah. And because it's a face to a name.
Yeah.
It's not just a concept now. It's real.
Humanizing. It does humanizing the victims.
And all three of them together in different, like, you have different races. It's just like the epitome of this is not the world we're living in right now.
Wow. And then how much it just, like, made your skin crawl when Waterford's like, well, there's a lot of misinformation out there. And you're like, and when they get back, he tells Serena, he's like, yeah, it wasn't pleasant, but we soldier on.
Yeah, he's like, was it the husband? And she's kind of like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course it was.
No.
I don't know.
So in this world, they have Google. He just cropped all those pictures together. Yes.
Seriously, he's made a family.
Yeah. Yes. Now, I know a lot of you are watching on YouTube. Thank you very much for doing that. Don't forget to hit that thumbs up, subscribe button. But if you're listening on iTunes, make sure to give us a 5 stars. You know, 1 through 4 just don't work. And let us know what you think of the show, how crazy this show is, how amazing it is. Mm-hmm. And then we'll give you a shout out on the air and let other people know if, you know, some people are very much, you don't have time to watch it, but they got time for podcasts. So let them know about the Handmaid's Tale After Show on iTunes.
Who
was happy and excited and thrilled that Nick actually went after and found Luke in the bar?
Oh, I knew he was going to.
Wow.
I knew it.
You go, Nick.
Can I just give props to this man? Because that is, good at first, I'm not going to lie, in my notes, I was thinking, ooh, is he going to kill Luke? I mean, like, it got that serious. Like, in my mind, I was like, oh, crap, because you put two strong, very powerful, aggressive men in. It just gets a little, you know. But I did think for a second, but then when he found him in the bar, my heart kind of sank.
Oh, yeah.
I was so surprised.
Dun, dun, dun. It's happening. That's like,
meeting each other, but they don't both know who they are.
I did not expect, though, for him to drop the bomb on Luke like he did, though.
She's pregnant.
But yeah, okay. Especially because the lie.
I was like, please don't tell him it was you, because he's going to punch you out and you're done. Oh, yeah, and I was like, please
then
lie.
Then Luke
please
really
lie.
Would have killed him. Yeah. Like, it would have been the other way around all day. But
yeah. I think he maybe wanted him to know that because she's a little bit more helpless right now. Yes. Like, she needs help.
You can't
help.
Just get her, yeah. And he's like, I'm a
she
friend.
Can't just run.
Oh, really? Are you now?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think Luke's in kind of male intuition went off a little bit.
Not yet.
I don't know, because he was like, look after her. So I don't know.
He said, tell her I love her. Mordor got out. Know. And the pass off of the letters, though.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's season one letters, like from episode three or
we're
something.
Like,
yeah.
Bring those suckers into the story. Let's do this.
Yeah, we're ready.
Now, you were pointing out earlier, so we come back to Aunt Lydia when she's talking with June, and Lydia. They point out, there's some problems with the Guardian, but doesn't really get into it. And now, yes, girls are quite forgetful during their last bit of their pregnancy and all those hormones. But follow the rules, ugh. It's more like, ugh. Tells her.
So this is school marm.
Yes. Well, but when she tells her about Serena's choice, though, Aunt Lydia's like, well, it's her call, but she does seem to not be happy about it.
Oh, she's not. She's conflicted.
She's not. Yes.
Especially because what just happened with Janine.
Yes.
Yeah.
She just witnessed that. So she's like, that's probably not a good idea.
It's the one and only moment I feel like I loved Aunt Lydia for a second.
Yes.
Oh, no, there's another second up next,
the
too.
Scene. Well, I mean, like the
of
whole
course.
Scene.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, at this point, I didn't know that one yet.
Yeah.
Half a second.
Half a second.
And then June passes off the godparent to Aunt Lydia and is like, also points out, if a man hurts a woman, he could totally hurt a child. Good job, June.
She's
throwing
so
that
smart.
Out there for Aunt Lydia.
Doing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this is the moment where I was like, only like two lines of dialogue, but gave so much context and history. Aunt Lydia, she said she was a godmother to her sister's baby. It died after only like 4 days, and she said, it's not my fault. Which means, yes, she thinks it's her fault.
She blames herself. Something happened. She drowned. I don't know what happened.
Ooh. I thought we
I'm
were
so curious,
go to,
though.
Yeah.
I'm
I thought
like,
we were going to go to a backstory, like a flashback. It didn't happen.
When she says godmother, in my mind, I'm thinking, it was godmother, the term that they used before, handmaids. Like, I was thinking.
No, this is before
that. Yeah, I know. I just got, like, really super, like, I was like, oh, my gosh, she had her sister's baby. I had, like, a friend's moment when Phoebe had her brother's twins. I had a Phoebe moment, like, from Friends. Thinking that she had her sister's baby, and I don't know, my mind went all over the place. Clearly during
possible.
This episode.
I'm curious. I'm curious what you guys have to say, about what happened.
I think that I just have no idea. Adoration of children and so much love them because she did feel she was responsible for killing one.
And she said, I will never.
And that's why
harm come to a child.
And that exactly, which
there's
explains a lot about
something.
Give me a backstory,
and it's a seed too. It's a seed, maybe a little foreshadowing of what Aunt Lydia's role in all of this. So
We get that the letters can go boom, and I was trying to remember her name, but it's Erin. That's the other person with Moira and Luke.
The blonde,
because she doesn't talk really ever, so we never get the subtitles of like her name above them.
Traumatized,
yes. Boom, they put the letters on the internet. Brilliant. At least they have the internet. And the very next morning, Stuart is like, we're not conducting any more discussions or talks. You are immediately going to the airport. We do not want you in our country. You are no longer welcome.
That's right.
How does that feel?
And how current event is this? We believe the women.
Me too. Hashtag me too. Hashtag time's
everyone
up.
On Twitter was like, about damn time. Like, seriously.
Yes.
The way they're
so
twisting,
timely.
Right? Wasn't that amazing? These writers
They had to have written this a year ago. You would think, you know?
That's so crazy. Yeah.
They deserve every single Emmy on that show more,
and
you guys.
Give
it
to them.
It's
all
phenomenal.
And how rewarding was it with Serena walking by that woman and she's like, it's sad what they've done to you.
Yes.
How do you live with yourself?
Everything.
And she cannot do a single thing.
And she was like, go in grace. Sorry.
Moira is seen by Waterford when they're leaving, too. Oh, that was her mic drop.
She was like, knock, knock.
All right. And last couple little bits, too. One, Fred is like, we're lucky in a lot of ways, aren't we? And Serena's kind of like, yes. But I don't think so. I think she's like, crap, I should have taken that out. She's like, I'm back there.
This doesn't look as fun.
Yeah. And then kind of the sad, bittersweet moment. We get Nick and June at the end. He's like, hey, the letters got out. They made a difference. I met your husband. Lyra got out.
By the way.
He'll never stop. And Nick's like, I probably should go. He says, I love you, but it does a cheek kiss.
And she doesn't say it back.
She doesn't say it back. But she loves him. And it's like.
But yeah. But she just heard her husband's name. So it's like, I probably shouldn't say I love you right now. It's bad timing.
Wow.
I kind of actually give mad props of respect to him for being backing up of like, I love you. I'm going to cheek kiss you. I'm not going to kiss you on the lips romantically. Oh. But affection. I still love and care for you.
You took the words out of my mouth. I mean, that is such a big move for anyone, male, female, at any point. That was my moment.
He's a great human being. He really, remember at the beginning, we weren't really sure about Nick.
We were like, he's sketchy.
We had every right to question him, but he's really, truly grown into such a great human being. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know, at some point where you're like, he's can't lovely. They all live together? Like, what if she leaves? Yeah. And seriously, what do we do? Like,
raise the baby.
I don't know.
I know that we have to wrap on this show, but I do just want to mention, because I'm interested to see what everyone else thinks, the moment when everyone's singing and Luke and Moira.
Yes.
Oh,
national
my gosh.
Anthem.
Stop it. I mean, I cried so many
and
times.
And current events, too, of National Anthem.
Exactly. And that was so powerful.
Oh,
I mean, like, just comment, because I can't.
I know.
You know, just.
I'm reclamped. I can't do it.
It was just amazing. I mean, tears coming to the eyes now, because it was such a slap that, still have things to work on.
That's life, but, you know. It's so realistic.
Well, then it's
I cried like a baby, Laura.
It's horrible.
I did too.
Yeah.
And then it the last kind of bit, though, the last line leaves optimistic, and we get one swear word here because it is part of the dialogue. Moira, she says, Moira getting out was the impossible, but she did it, and she's like, I should maybe accept my fate, but fuck that. It's like, fuck
right to the camera.
That. Oh, she's right in the camera, and you're like, oh,
go
which
June.
Is so rewarding.
Yeah,
and
go
happy.
June.
What?
Yeah. Go June.
All right, so first special segment we got is our Resist Sister, which is somebody who stood out recently in the news, somebody who, you know, did something for women or mankind, and Veronica has that for us.
I do, yeah. So this is a good one. Very relevant, you guys. Very timely. But so Laura Bush is our Resist Sister of the Week. Give it up for Laura Bush. But Miss former First Lady Laura Bush, she wrote a column in the Washington Post. It was an opinion piece. I happen to agree with this opinion piece, but it was amazing. She talks about the separation of families on the U.S. border and, you know, Trump's immigration policies, which, you know, if you're keeping up with that, there's a lot going on, but she spoke out. She called it cruel. She called it immoral. She says the treatment of these kids are breaking her heart. Mm-hmm. And I kind of just want to read a little bit about her or give her quote. Her quote was, this is fierce. She said, our government should not be in the business of warehousing children in converted box stores or making plans to place them in tent cities in the desert. This is tough because this is real life, right? And she said, these images are eerily reminiscent of the Japanese-American internment camps of World War II. So, I mean, it's horrible. But for her to speak out, somebody who doesn't speak out often. Is very powerful. So, yeah, she's our Resist Sister.
And there is also a video going around on Twitter right now, actual U.S. government footage of the location, too, if you want to see that. Pretty easy to find on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, they're using foil as blankets. It's just
you know.
It's crazy.
Any other quick fan comments from the chat going on right now, Takira?
Yes, because I know it's going to eventually lead to the ending of our show. I'll mic drop. Aaliyah Jordan says, yeah, Nick's too good to stay alive in the show like this.
Oh, man.
We might as well prepare, guys.
No. No.
Breaking my heart.
Aaliyah Jordan.
And anybody else who's been chiming in during the show?
Yeah, so many people agreed with me. Just boohoo moment during during the song. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, a lot of people loved what you were saying. So go, Laura. They're like screaming, go, Laura. The live chat is going crazy. So I do my best to try to fit it all in. But feel free to comment below afterwards because you guys have some amazing insight. I love it.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
And then we have our new segment with Leslie has for us.
Well, one of... Oh, yes. I've been introduced.
Special music.
Yeah, girl, let's go.
Well, one thing I did want to mention is that we just talked about on Twitter, there has been like a huge rage about Nick possibly dying, and it is all over Twitter, and everyone is saying Nick's going to die, Nick's going to die, Nick's. I mean, and then everyone's just like, you know.
He's too good.
He's too good. Yeah. And the Nick and Luke meetup on Twitter was like, everybody could not. It was like, oh, this is happening. Oh, I have to brace myself. And also, Hulu apparently is really into shows where strong women are leading the pack. So Warren Littlefield, who's an executive producer on The Handmaid's Tale, is doing a pilot called Reprisal about a woman who seeks vengeance against a gang after she is left for dead. So hopefully that will be coming soon. They do not have the cast member who's going to be playing, there was this badass main character yet. And it may never see the light of day, but we hope with Warren's name behind this wonderful show, The Handmaid's Tale, that it will, because we need more strong-willed women at the center of these shows.
Absolutely.
So, hopefully a Reprisal.
That reminds me, there's a new trailer that just dropped. Jennifer Garner's in a new movie. It's essentially Taken, but the woman coming back and kicking ass.
Oh my God. Very John Wick. I love it.
Yeah, somebody, her family dies, tragic accident, and she's trying to bust the people who did it.
Yeah.
I'm totally blanking on the name of that, but new Jennifer Garner movie. It looks so good.
That's why she's so jacked. Like, she's been, like, training on her Instagram.
She looks buff on it.
Come on to the right action star. Right. We love her.
Yeah.
Could it be Peppermint?
Yes, thank you.
It's what a cool
Peppermint
title.
Because she says something to her daughter, like, you smell like peppermint, or something sweet like that. And that's the connection. Thank you. Thank you, Tony, in the booth.
On to the I love that they're just remaking a lot of these classics and saying, hey, wait a second, it can be just as great on the other side of the world. Sure.
And
put some female empowerment up in there.
That's right.
And just to give like context to it though too, they show that like she's been training, because it's not like she's instantly amazing, because those are
right. She just woke up like
Jennifer,
that.
Like Jennifer
training,
Lopez,
just
like
lifting
and break it off.
Just woke out of bed. Yeah.
Let's do some predictions. And I know it's Kira. You were burning with some. And then fans watching, please comment in the live chat. We'll try to grab any of those if we can. And so, yes, Kira, I know you're ready for one.
Yes. Well, I have to say, Leah Jordan kind of took it, because this is so what I was going to say. I'm on board with it. I'm just going to read her comment. I just saw the trailer, but she said Eden might be a part of why Nick dies. And I agree. Ooh. That was going to be my...
I will kill you, Eden!
That was going to be my pick, because she is going through so much. And it's just building up. And those insecurities and that confidence, it's just going to be a bomb. And it can't be a little bomb, because we're feeding this monster, like, 4 or 5 episodes over time. It can't be.
She's eating all of her own cooking, because Nick is not.
No. And Aunt Lydia, she was my other. She is definitely going to be, at some point in time, the tool to be used for the escape. I definitely think her protecting that baby. It's going to happen. I feel like June may be in this middle of labor type thing, and the baby will be at risk, and Aunt Lydia will just be like, girl, I got you. Whether it's like driving across the border, I don't know, but she's going to be used all day.
For the better good of the baby.
I can see that.
I think she would keep the baby and be like, go, June, I'm keeping your baby.
My turn.
That too. I can see something like that. I can see Aunt Lydia. Like, that's her final breaking point, is like it gets to that border. Mm-hmm. Also, Serena, I feel... I really want her to turn, because we've seen it kind of chipped away just a little bit. Mm-hmm. And this trip, I think, really damaged her confidence in what she's built. Because we've seen already that she's upset about it, but now it's really like, oh. And seeing all these people upset about it, just really faces to names.
Yep.
It made it real for her.
Yeah, I think that Luke is now a bigger player. Going up and up and up with his time on screen. Mm-hmm. So I think also Hannah keeps getting mentioned here and there, and we haven't seen her in a long time. So I think Luke is going to have something to do with the escape.
Yeah.
I think someone's going to cross the border, someone from Canada. Something's going to happen. Someone might infiltrate Gilead to help her get out. So, and I hope Hannah, where are you? I would like to see her. But I agree with the rest of you guys as well.
And
your predictions.
Yeah, I'm with everything you got. My mind is blown just thinking about what you said. I'm like, wait, what you said? I'm everywhere. But I just thought of something crazy. I don't know if this is a prediction, but I just thought, what if we kidnap Serena? What if somebody can... She's looking like I'm crazy.
I was like, do we?
Not we personally, but...
I will.
Like if Canada somebody kidnaps, maybe Mayday or somebody as a power play.
Oh.
Right? I just thought of this because how are we really going to get June out? Now she's pregnant. Before, at least she could run, you know, maybe get to that airplane. But now it's a little complicated. I just think... I don't know. We have to, like, maybe force Serena in a corner.
Ooh, flip the switch.
Yeah. Oh, do some drastic.
Yeah.
I like it.
Any quick theories from the chat? Kira, anybody have any concrete ones?
They're dittoing on Eden for sure. But someone said, let's see, Amethyst eyes. I bet Lydia flashback would be her protesting outside of Planned Parenthood. That's, like, a whole day. But, there's just a few people that are kind of going back and forth about Eden, but I think Kat 9001 said, I think Fred is going to show June Hannah.
So
that's interesting twist.
I could see that happening, absolutely.
If you're not the only one that thinks so, kind of how do you think that'll happen? That'd be interesting to see and read.
Well, thank you so much to everybody who joined us in the live chat. If you're watching it later, please leave your comments down below. There's so much to unpack with this show, and leave your predictions because it's definitely ramping up for sure. So where can people find you all online?
Yes, you can find me, Takira Shabre, on Instagram and Twitter at Takira_Shabre, and leave comments in iTunes. I love to read them. Predictions are my favorite thing.
Yes.
Hey, everyone. Veronica Briga. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, at Veronica B Online.
Hey, everyone. Leslie Powers. You can find me on Twitter at LesliePowers15 or Instagram at LMPowers15.
And my name's Carrie Lane. You can find me online, Twitter, and Instagram at Carrie D Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. Thank you again so much for watching.
Yes.
Thank you. And we will see you all next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.